he kind of let us know that they were willing to back off Kavanaugh in order to not have the FISA declassified. And then basically Trump's response to that was, we're going to get both. And then we see Rosenstein backing out of a testimony that he was supposed to go to. So he's getting nervous. I think he's kind of daring Trump to fire him, because that's really all at this point that they have. They just hope that Trump does something that they can pretend he was the aggressor. I've been saying for a while, I mean, the collapse could happen this month. It could happen sometime in the next year. It's not going to go much longer than that. The world is basically as a whole moving away from the petrodollar. I mean, they're abandoning it left and right. They're choosing to not do business with the dollar anymore. And now we all have hope. We're organized. We've seen results. Tasted blood. We've seen the fear. We've seen evil blink. We're not backing down. Even if Q comes out tomorrow and says, I'm fake, I'm a psyop, we're just going to redouble our efforts.
Registration is now open for the 2018 100% free Fall Home Medicine Summit. 37 experts setting you free of drugstores and big pharma. You will learn how to create your own personal pharmacy, how to reverse diabetes naturally, and much, much more. The free Fall Home Medicine Summit starts October 15th, so register today. Click the link below. I brought Dustin Nemos back to discuss Q. What is Q thinking about it? We're kind of passing to the next stage after Kavanaugh and before the midterms. And what is Q saying? And I know to all of you people who think Q is just a psyop, who, you know, at my point, I'm like, I don't really care if Q is a psyop. I just want to hear what people are saying and what's going on, because it's interesting. It's news. And Q has started this whole movement of people. And so what are these people saying? And what is Q saying? And Dustin Nemos has been really following it. And so I want to hear what he has to say. Because a lot of times when you have a lot of people hearing something, they can make that happen. Or even if it is a psyop, you get to hear more what's going on and what strategically are they trying to get people to think is going on. So it's an important thing to cover and to understand. And I think it's good. So that's why I brought Dustin Nemos on to discuss it. And then before we get into that, I just want to remind you that I have a bunch of freebies listed below for summits that are going on. There's a few good health summits going on that are free. And so I got the list below. And Dustin Nemos stays after for my patrons. We discuss the assassination attempts on Trump and what's going on and whether that's going to grow and what his opinion on all that stuff is. So let's get into my interview now with Dustin Nemo. Dustin, thank you so much for rejoining the program.
I'm glad to be back.
You have studied Q. You follow Q extensively.
Every day extensively, you know, hours a day since it started, basically.
And so I want to know, what is Q saying? What is Q, now that Kavanaugh's in place, people are talking about military tribunals. People are talking about, you know, people moving from the Democrat to the Republican Party to support Trump. They want to see justice being served. What is Q now saying?
Okay, so obviously for a while now, he's been kind of building up to this, the Kavanaugh situation. He kind of let us know that they were willing to back off Kavanaugh in order to not have the FISA declassified. And then, you know, basically Trump's response to that was, we're going to get both. And now it looks like we've got Kavanaugh in, and now it's just moving ahead. I've been predicting for a while, you know, because of the optics, because you can only have, we're kind of a one party or one topic at a time country. People get distracted too easily. So rather than get distracted by the FISA, we focused on Kavanaugh. We put the FISA off. Kavanaugh is now in. So I've predicted for a while now that right after Kavanaugh was in, it's going to be the FISA, and that's coming up. You know, he already started the process when he told them to do it. Then they said basically no, and then kicked it over to Horowitz, who's supposed to be doing a speedy process of getting the declassification ready. And then that's kind of it counteracts their excuse that Trump is just doing this to play politics and everything else, because he's kind of a neutral third party, and he's going to, you know, he's going to sign off on whatever files come out, making sure that there's no national security or, you know, means and methods, that kind of stuff being put at risk. And then when the timing is right, and, you know, I was thinking it would be within 48 hours of Kavanaugh being put in. So I'm a little bit behind, but the timing will be right. And they're going to release the FISA. And then we already see James Baker rolling on the FBI. And then we see Rosenstein backing out of a testimony that he was supposed to go to. So he's getting nervous. I think he's kind of daring Trump to fire him, because that's really all at this point that they have. They just hope that Trump does something that they can pretend he was the aggressor.
Every movement they make, they're going to attack and pounce on. They're looking for, they're desperate. So what is Q saying is going to happen next? What is his bombshells that he's put forward?
Well, talking about the desperate thing real fast, did you see the after the FBI kind of vindicated with that little mini investigation, Schumer and Feinstein came out, and Feinstein's face in the background, like her body language, you could tell she was just so afraid and nervous, and she was just looking down and she kept getting distracted. And you could tell that she's just at her wit's end. She has no idea what's going on next. She is out of options.
Well, but the attack they did on Kavanaugh, and what they did was a clown act. They should have come up with something better. They were expecting the other side to fold faster, so they didn't have to act out this amateurish show. So it's really desperation, but the market is all they got as a tool, and they're starting to collapse that. Do you think that they're going to hit that hard before midterms?
It's interesting because, you know, we've seen a lot of Trump attacking the Fed lately. And the Fed raising the rates, and then Trump calling them crazy and saying that he expected an easy money Fed, not an interest rate Fed, and kind of blaming everything on them. And I've been saying for a while, I mean, the collapse could happen this month. It could happen sometime in the next year. It's not going to go much longer than that. You know, and that's just my personal opinion. That's what I'm basing my finances on. I'm trying to get prepared.
It won't be Trump's fault if the whole thing collapses, but I think they can hold it for a long time yet. I mean, they can't hold it forever. MIT did a study, and just by diluting the dollar, it will collapse on its own no matter what anyone does in like 2031, something like that. But so how long can they hold it? Can they hold it until it just completely collapses on its own? Or, you know.
Typically, I would say sure. But in this case, the world is basically as a whole moving away from the petrodollar. I mean, they're abandoning it left and right. They're choosing to not do business with the dollar anymore.
Well, they want to get out before it collapses. It's going to collapse. But when? And they all want to plan before it does that.
Yeah. At the same point, we have all of this turbulence over here. We have the trade war heating up. That's going to kind of raise the stakes a little bit more. And we have, to steal a term from Mike Maloney and others, the everything bubble reaching peak craziness. I mean, we're talking, you know, peak internet bubble, .com bubble craziness or worse.
Yeah, but is that inflation? Do you think that's just really...
I think that is all of the inflation that they've been money printing left and right.
Yes.
Which only goes to the top people, and they're using... That money then goes into stock buybacks and things like that. They're not necessarily raising the
salaries
for people. They're just trying to buy up more assets. That's what the rich people do when they have free money. They just buy up more assets through stock buybacks and things like that. And all of these things, all of these bubbles have reached peak insanity. And they're, you know, the stock market is not really based on any kind of fundamentals anymore. It's not really based on the income. Many of these companies don't even have income, and they're still getting huge valuations and just off of the possibility of income down the road. It's a big scammy system. It's fallen apart. The everything bubble is popping already. If you're paying attention, the stocks and bonds are under heavy strain. The real estate bubble has already kind of peaked out and is going down now.
Well, do you think they're going to pop it on purpose?
You know, there's a large strain of the Q movement that thinks that Trump, and maybe even working with Putin and Xi, are actually trying to implode the whole economic system on purpose in order to get rid of the central banking system and bring back something that's like gold standard or silver standard or something.
And that's why they're blaming the Fed for everything that goes on right now. He's going to be like, see, you guys did this.
Well, here's what we know. He has Andrew Jackson in his office. I killed the bank Jackson, who was known for getting rid of the first incarnation of the Federal Reserve. And they tried to kill him for it. He has positions where he's put people into the Fed, so he has some control over the Fed. He could probably stop it if he wanted to, the interest rate jacking. He's went from in the campaign talking about the phony numbers that they use to now embracing those same phony numbers and blowing the bubble even bigger. And he understands that we need it. I think he understands as a business guy, we need a honest money system. So, it, you know, the way he's going about it now, he is in a position to tank this thing. And I think that he will. You know, it's kind of, not everyone in the Q movement even believes that, but I think that he has the power and the wherewithal to do so. And I wish that he would give more warning. I wish Q would tell people, look, get ready for economic chaos.
If your digestion is off and your metabolism is slow, it could be due to gluten. According to Harvard MD Dr. Alessio Fasano, we are able to completely digest every protein we put into our mouths with the exception of one, and that's gluten. Gluten is everywhere, almost all restaurant foods, salad dressing, soy sauce, and many, many more. Due to gluten, people are suffering from symptoms including joint pain, headaches, skin issues, digestive problems, weight gain, brain fog, and lowered immunity. Most people suffer from at least three of these. Also, people are getting gluten contamination on a daily basis. Some have more tolerance and experience less symptoms, while others are more sensitive and their health degrades faster. The good news is that there is an enzyme complex which specifically breaks down gluten, DDP4. Learn more about this amazing enzyme and be able to eat the foods you want and get back to a healthier you. Click the link below.
They did do the October prepared, you know, and then September was a prepared month, and then October they did the blast.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't the type of warning that we want. It's not an formal, here you go, guys. Everything is so behind the scenes and so informal right now. It's, I think that's what creates so much of the nervousness, is that no one really knows what's going on because nobody lays it on. No one tells you the truth.
Yeah. It's complications within complications, and that makes it difficult for the average person to follow. But I think that the system has to crash. Maybe if it wasn't Trump in there and it wasn't, you know, everybody leaving the petrodollar at the same time, they could have kept this thing going for a little while longer. But I don't see it. I think it's going to be the next 12 months. I mean, I could be wrong. It's definitely going to be a hard time for people.
Well, we have to. I mean, I'd rather have a planned crash and something to replace it, you know, a reboot, reset, than to just go to what MIT says and then it collapses on its own because it just can't. You can't split the dollar anymore.
In a true collapse,
it has no value.
Yeah, in a true collapse scenario, the way you're describing it, people will almost be eating each other. I mean, in the Great Depression, most people still grew their own food. I like the idea of the controlled collapse because we need to go through it. We need to feel that pain. We need to go through the withdrawals of this drug called money printing for 100+ years. And on the other side of that, we get clean, you know, to use drug terminologies, but we get clean of it and we've learned our lesson. And then we go back to trying to live some kind of reasonable life. But, you know, living off of all these other governments and stuff and all these other nations, that's going to end because the reserve currency. So something is going to hit soon, and it's just a matter of time, I think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. So what does Q say? What is the next step here?
Q actually came out with a really recent one, interesting message to people who are really impatient. You know, there's been a strain within the Q movement all along, within the MAGA movement as a whole. Like, why haven't we had arrests yesterday? Which I can completely understand. We all want these people to face justice.
When we know the seriousness of what is really going on, go ahead.
Yeah. Everybody knows Hillary deserves to be in jail, but there's so many more beyond that, that it's a big old web. The problems are, one, the executive order that he signed about human trafficking and corruption and all that, seizing their assets, that doesn't even go into effect until January 1st.
Of next year?
Yeah, next year. So it's probably,
I thought that was already in effect, huh? Okay.
Yeah, some provisions of it don't go into effect until January 1st. So that's not even happening yet. So it probably won't be before that we see mass roundups and arrests or anything like that. But we did see them grill Kavanaugh before he was even put into office about, you know, like a whole 2 minutes. You can find the video out there. I think it was, I can't remember. I think it was Graham. Grilled him about the difference between military law and civilian law. And everybody's probably seen that at this point, but he was basically clarifying real simple for everybody to understand that if you're a traitor, you don't get your citizenship rights. You don't, your constitutional rights are out the window, agree with it or not. This is Patriot Act kind of stuff. But Kavanaugh supports that position, which means that we probably have a strong case at the Supreme Court level that when the mass arrests happen, they will be backed by the Supreme Court.
Now, do you think when the mass arrest happens, the clueless masses will be angry and there'll be a lot of violence because they think that it'll be like the assimilation camps or Hitler taking over and taking these innocent, great people so that they can have fascism, you know, fascism installed versus these guys are criminals. I mean, do you think that the truth will be there?
I really don't. I mean, their lies fall apart in the face of truth anyway. That's why we've seen the Democrat Party kind of implode. So for thinking people, the truth will be enough. And for the tiny minority of extremist left people that they have, like 40,000 Antifa or whatever, ready to riot, they're going to be slapped down pretty fast. National Guard can take care of them. Not a big deal. What I expect is not riots in the street for very long, not if they get violent. What I expect is weatherman tactics, you know, underground tactics where they're trying to set off explosions and do terrorist activities. There's
guerrilla.
I can't remember the name of the YouTuber, but I covered recently one YouTuber, kind of an Antifa style YouTuber, basically asking his audience, should we go insurgent or should we go guerrilla? I mean, like, should we pretend to be like charitable during the day and then try to get high value targets at night? They're saying, like, basically assassinations of leaders, or should we just try to like go, you know, full guerrilla and just fight in the streets? I mean, this is the kind of thing that is on the mind of the communist Antifa style left. I mean, the full crazies. But, you know, they're a bunch of soy boys who are going to get smacked down by the Marines. I'm not really worried about, you know, them winning anything. I'm worried about what they're going to do in the shadows.
Well, I'm more concerned that there's a lot of powerful people in the web and we don't know who they all are. The NSA should have all that data. They have it. It's whether the creepiness, who's the web that's in the NSA, hides it, and they're doing their thing. So the war isn't going to be as easy as we're still sitting here waiting to do arrests. The war's not going to be that easy.
Yeah. You know, I think they've pretty much cleaned house at the NSA at this point. And I'm a voluntarist. I'm not a big believer in government power of any sort. I don't want there to be a government, much less a powerful government. You know, right back to the founding fathers, just make it as weak and decentralized as possible, checks and balances and all of that. And me finding myself supporting, you know, a powerful president and a powerful military operation like this, it's very unusual for my character. I only do so because the evidence suggests that they're really doing good things for the people and they're really actually bringing results about. But
see, that's the problem, is that you have to have a group to take down a powerful group, you know, so that's why there's always a debate on how large you need a government to be. You just never want a government to be like it, you know, total corrupt like we have right now. Well, it has to be the checks and balances. That's why I like as little as possible as well. Freedom. I want freedom. Whatever you can do to make it so that everybody is as free as we can do. You can't have nothing, because if you don't follow some kind of rules, there's always some group of a-holes, which we can see now with all this corruption here. Those type of people would take advantage of a power vacuum very easily and very quickly.
The voluntarist, just kind of a sideways argument here. There's an article by Mises talks about wouldn't the warlords take over? So kind of in a vacuum, in an anarchy state, and I don't mean the lefty form of anarchy with, you know, violent shitheads everywhere, but I just mean true freedom, capitalism, no government, which always leads to socialism. Basically, the Constitution in the early days of the Republic, 5% further. You know, that's kind of what I would like to see the world have. There's no head of the snake. There's no head of power to take over. So any sort of group trying to take over a nation of free people that doesn't have sort of a centralized location of power to take over, it'd be virtually impossible. Like, they may have a powerful group, but just like the Japanese general said to the emperor when they were talking about invading the U.S. mainland, there'd be a gun behind every blade of grass. There's no way to suppress a free people like that. I mean, you're dealing with having to lock down every single city, martial law over a large area of people. It would never work. They'd run out of money.
Well, we can gradually go there, you know, keep chipping away at getting more freedom and see what happens. I mean, right now we're so far away from that idealistic state that anything closer is better. But okay, so Q basically is just on his same plan. He hasn't really had any big announcements. I mean,
the one post that I was kind of running through first was the 2381. That's the most recent one from the 9th. And he was kind of laying out for people who were doubting. He said, "We understand that there is extreme fatigue and frustration about the wheels of justice turning slow." And he runs back through it for people. Like we obviously can't go on mass arrests when we have a corrupt judicial branch. I mean, basically it's their friends investigating them. It's Comey investigating Clinton at that case. And then they're just going to vindicate themselves and it's going to be done and we'll never get justice. So we have to drain the judicial swamp. We have to get in the judges. I mean, right now they're trying to get in 40 more federal judges right before the midterms too. And that's going to be great.
Well, that is what you have to do. I mean, the Wetterling case, which is one that we did for people who haven't seen it. It's, you know, the Jacob Wetterling, huge, massive cover up despite the fact that there's so much evidence in that case, the cover up still happened. And that's the perfect example of how if you have a corrupt system, the justice is not served. I like that case. Not because I like it. It's so disgusting. I like it because it shows people. It's something that one of the children that kind of hit the psyche of the American people. And it's so well laid out from an evidence perspective and how the corrupt system has put in jail the wrong person. All that person should be in jail for the crimes. They put the wrong person in prison, and now you have all these creepos still on the street and a corrupt system being rewarded for not serving justice. And that's what's going to happen if you don't clean up the swamp of the justice system. So, I mean, that's really important.
We are at the point, I think, as a society where it's so polarized that if they don't do something, you're going to see vigilantes pop up everywhere. I mean, it's just too far gone. There's one rule for them, one rule for we, the little people, the peons. But this Q post, if you don't mind, I'll read through just a few points of it.
Yeah, go ahead.
He talked about getting rid of the emotion and personal desire and think logically. How can you make arrests prior to first fully cleaning out corrupt elements at the top of those departments like the FBI and DOJ that oversee investigation and prosecution when they themselves are the very ones engaged in the illegal treasonous acts? And then he goes through a list of people that have been fired. So people who think nothing is going on, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Jim Rybicki, James Baker, who's turning on them, Bill Priestap, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Mike Cortan, Josh Campbell, David Loffman, Counterintelligence and Export Control Section. I mean, John Carlin, Sally Yates, Mary McCord, Bruce Orr, and then his wife, of course, was involved in this. Rachel Brand, Michael Steinbeck, John Glacalone, Randy Coleman, Tricia Anderson, Kevin Kleinsmith, Tashina Gwar, Sally Moyer. All of these people have been removed from power or fired in preparation for what's coming. He says, how do you ensure that those prosecuted would receive an impartial judgment based on the rule of law? Think federal judge rulings, kind of like the trend, he says, obstruction, the trend that they've been doing where they're trying to obstruct everything he does with federal judge lefties. They're blocking his constitutional authority, like with the Muslim ban, which is not really a Muslim ban. It's a terrorist ban from, you know, certain countries that were predominantly Muslim, but not even the biggest Muslim countries. He says, how do you ensure appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court are evaluated impartially? And then he says, think Justice Kavanaugh, 5-4. So we now have the majority on the Supreme Court to really hammer anything that he does down.
But the only thing I don't like is the fact that, and I know you have to do it because it's the way our world works, a divide and conquer. It's like the Republicans are the ones that can do it. I'm not sure if that's the way everything works. And I said that when I had Dr. Dave Janda on, that I think there's going to be flipping of judges on the Supreme Court in different directions that people aren't going to expect. I think a lot of Democrats it's not a, this crime, these high crimes and treasons that we're seeing is not a left-right thing. I mean, who supports child trafficking? You know, who supports these level of crimes that's going on in our country? It'll be kind of across the board random people. It won't just be a Democrat. Republicans aren't angels and Democrats are bad or vice versa. It's I think you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, Trump has the kind of the new Republicans on his side, and for the old rhinos, I mean, he's either going to force them out or force them to play ball. This is where
exactly.
You get into court intrigue. I mean, the people in power are going to use blackmail, threats, everything that they can to try to get safety from this. But, you know, Trump isn't going to move until he's read every Art of War style book that there is. He's not going to move until victory is assured.
Well, it's good that McCain's out of the way, right? We got one of the big dogs out of the way.
And then Lindsey Graham starts playing ball.
Yeah, he got flipped. So it'll be interesting to see how many people get flipped in different ways. And who really gets flipped? The justice system needs to be in place. And I think you're right. Now Q is telling people that. He's just assuring people that we're still going in the right direction.
Yeah. He lays out the rest of the plan too.
Oh, you want to read it?
Yeah. It was a long post, this one. I got to admit, sometimes he'll do that to us. I don't get much sleep sometimes. He says, how do you navigate around the installed blockade? He's talking about the Mueller investigation, which is a blockade designed to slow him down or Trump down. Mueller designed to take in evidence needed to expose deep state. He says DOJ block about, you know, the Mueller evidence, ongoing investigation. This is all designed to block Trump's agenda, the MAGA agenda, by trying to bog him down in this investigation that he can't really go out and use his constitutional authority to fire them or anything else, because then they just say, oh, he's attacking it and he's trying to clear himself, they use it against him. So he has to find a way around this blockade. He says Mueller designed to limit POTUS's ability to maneuver. Mueller designed to stall for time until midterm elections to terminate all House and Senate ongoing investigations. Mueller designed to safeguard Democrat Party base false narrative about the Russian collusion, POTUS cheated, evil, sky falling, all of that, in an effort to divide and mobilize for future protests, riots, threats, violence, false flags, etc. Designed to provide fake news with ammunition to sway public opinion, obstruct foreign and domestic agenda, fuel impeachment and removal, fuel anti-POTUS division, prevent unity, etc. Mueller's designed to demonstrate to foreign players that the old guard still pulls the strings. They don't. That's me adding that part. Mueller designed to mobilize Democrat Party for midterm vote win. That's not going to happen. Mueller designed to push Democrat Party backers to donate. They're basically bankrupt in the Democrat Party. Although you keep seeing all those GoFundMes where certain characters get like $1 million overnight. That's pretty wild. Like the Dr. Ford. Mueller designed as a public outcry excuse should criminal charges be brought against them. We are being politically attacked because Mueller, you know, that kind of thing. I just mentioned a bit ago. And he says, how do you remove the installed blockade? And then he says three times declassification. So when that comes out and you're already seeing Rosenstein's already getting nervous about it, he's already not showing up to things he was scheduled to show up to. He says, how do you navigate around the installed corrupt FBI and DOJ? Use a stealth bomber. This is a metaphor for Sessions. They've already positioned it so that the left is actually defending and trusting Sessions. Like that's just that is a Trojan horse to the left. They have actually gathered around Sessions as a defensive shield because Trump was saying bad things about him in public. They don't understand how the game is played. Sessions is about to start swinging the hammer just all around like a crazy man. And it's going to be from behind enemy lines because of what Trump has positioned the whole game. So they actually trust Sessions. It's going to be difficult for them to then turn on Sessions when he's been against Trump the whole time.
Don't the Democrats read Q2 or read into the strategy too?
So higher level people do. The media, the peons, the ones who are actually out there swaying public opinion, they're not that bright. This goes back to Q saying, "How do you fight what you don't understand?" Earlier on.
Okay.
But you know, he did mention something about why did McCabe try to take Sessions out? you know, McCabe at one point authorized a perjury investigation against Sessions. So he's kind of bringing us back to that. Some of them know. Some of them know what's coming, and they don't know how to stop it.
Well, yeah, because they're not that stupid. I mean, that's, I mean, if it's really, it's, it wouldn't be that easy, especially if Q's like posting it publicly, for that kind of strategy not to be thought about by the other side.
Mm-hmm. It's the mob thing. Like, the Democrats don't control, or the leaders of the Democrat Party, or the deep state, whatever you want to call it. It's not Democrat Republican's not exactly accurate, and we're just getting the habit of using it. But
well, we don't know what else to say. That's the problem. Go ahead.
Yeah, they identify with the Democrat Party, so they're the biggest problem right now. But Republicans of the old Rhino style are bad too. So the mob mentality, it's not something that can be controlled. It can only be directed. So they don't have the kind of control that sometimes people think that they have over the Antifa folks. All that they can do, that's why they have to do these false flags. That's why they have to play these victim games, because they can't just tell them what to do. They have to manipulate their emotions. They have to kind of steer them in a certain direction.
Well, same with the masses of the Republicans. Yeah. I mean, they're not all that keyed in either.
Yeah. So,
I mean, really,
when you're dealing with the mob, you have to manipulate and steer. You can't control. So people that are in the know at their higher levels can only try to manipulate and steer the mob in certain directions to try to either delay or buy them time or negotiate through political power, things like that. But they can't control what the mob thinks. So, you know, some people think that they just have outright mind control, and that's not quite the case. They're just manipulating. And then people like McCabe or others who maybe know what's going on, they can't just, you know, share that with everybody. They have to try to just manipulate them into doing stupid things that help their case somehow, indirectly.
Well, it sounds like things really are moving forward in a logical, meaningful way. Now, one thing that I heard that I thought about is that somebody made a comment, and I was like, wow, that could be. Has it ever crossed your mind that Q could be a psyop for when this doesn't turn out to take the sales out of the Patriot movement, to take the sales out of the Q movement, and just kind of devastate people? Has that ever crossed your mind?
Go ahead. Early on, that was that argument has been with us from the very beginning. People are like, Q is just a psyop to distract you from voting, or to make you overconfident, or make you, you know, pretend like everything is going to be taken care of by some mysterious group. But when you look at the fruit of the tree, you know, we not only have we grown the truther base, like dramatically, like exponentially grown it. Not only has Q taught people that not just what to think, but how to find the truth, how to do the research, how to learn the truth, how to think for themselves, which he encourages often. But the truther movement is now more organized and galvanized than ever before. They're having fun with these things. The kind of things that Q has brought out and others through this open source investigation have brought out about the pedophilia, about the evil. This is not the kind of stuff that people are going to go back to sleep over.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun once this starts coming down.
We don't
it's fun now, maybe, but it won't be fun.
Yeah, we don't need Q anymore. At this point, this thing is a living entity of its own. This community, we're having fun now exposing the truth. We have a band of brothers. We have the where we go one, we go all, you know.
Well, that's good. That's an important, it's family. It's a unity. It's a, we have each other's back. It's a team. When you fight for something together, there's a lot of power in that. But once the real fight starts, it's not going to, people need to be ready for it.
Well, what they had before was every truther was an island. We were all basically falling into nihilism because we had no hope. And now we all have hope. We're organized. We've seen results, tasted blood. We've seen the fear. We've seen evil blink. We're not backing down. Even if Q comes out tomorrow and says, I'm fake, I'm a psyop, we're just going to redouble our efforts.
It doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't matter if Q's a psyop, because we have to go forward with this. That's why I'm talking about it, because I'm like, well, I don't really care if Q's a psyop.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. It's just the information that he brings out. He could be a homeless bum in China. I don't care.
Yeah. Who cares? Before we go, you got to tell people how they can get hold of you. You have this amazing channel that's growing leaps and bounds.
Well, DustinNemos.com is my website in case I get banned again. But on YouTube, I'm Dustin Nemos 2 with just a 2 because they banned my first channel and I'm not creative. So,
well, thank you so much. We stick around for my patrons.
I'd be happy to.